A Delaware jury has cleared one man and found two others guilty in a deadly February 2017 prison riot. From WHYY's Delaware desk, Zoe Reed reports 15 other inmates will stand trial in connection with the uprising.
Jerome Ayers, Derek Forney, and Dwayne Statz were among more than a dozen charged in connection with rioting at the James T. Vaughn Correctional Center that led to the death of Correctional Officer Lieutenant Stephen Floyd. After a four-week trial, Statz, who already is serving a life sentence, was found guilty on two counts of murder, as well as riot, kidnapping, assault, and conspiracy. Jerome Ayers, also serving a life sentence, was found not guilty of murder, but convicted of the other charges. Derek Forney, who's serving an 11-year sentence, was found not guilty on all counts. Throughout the trial, prosecutors used photographs of the aftermath, letters, recorded phone conversations, and negotiation tape, as well as inmate testimony, to prove the defendant's guilt. While no one knows who delivered the deadly blow to Floyd, prosecutors said all were responsible as accomplices in the riot that led to the fatality. Meanwhile, the defendants argued there were holes in the investigation and said inmate testimony was unreliable. Department of Correction Commissioner Perry Phelps says he's thankful one trial of an expected four is finished.
We appreciate the juries. They've committed about 5 weeks of their lives to evaluating the evidence and coming to a decision and conclusion on this. And we appreciate their time, and we want to thank them. We also want to thank the Prosecutor's Office and Delaware State Police for tirelessly pursuing these convictions. And it'll be one step forward for the DOC family. And we're ready to move toward a healing process.
Ayers, who represented himself, echoed those comments, saying he appreciated the jury's work. From the Delaware desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.